Today's question has come from Zimbabweans across the country, including Soma. How will our basic human rights be protected in the new constitution?
The first question, seek my comments as to how these basic rights should be protected in a constitution. I'm happy to proffer my comments in this regard. The people who will make the constitution is not myself, but you people out there. When one looks at the protection of basic rights or basic fundamental rights, one must look at how we provide that protection in the constitution and also how we provide protection maybe outside the constitution, because the two are complementary. Now, the first point to make is that when we are talking about protecting rights in a constitution, you must make those rights justiciable. That is, the constitution must provide for an enforcement mechanism so that the courts are able to provide a remedy in the event of a breach. That is number one. Number two, the constitution must protect the abuse of those rights, particularly by the executive. And the executive, in most situations, seek to abuse those rights by providing derogations from the justiciability of those rights. By derogation, we mean they want to provide an excuse as to why a constitution or as to why a right must not be protected. And our constitution must therefore make sure that those excuses are minimized as much as possible. Number three, we must provide in our constitution measures which make it difficult to amend the enjoyment of those rights. So you must make sure that the executive or parliament or whoever must not be provided with an easy way out in amending those constitutions. And number four flows from what I'm going to say later in extra constitutional provisions. That is, if you are going to have a constitution which is going to have a justiciable bill of rights, you must also set up in that constitution institutions which seek to build upon the respect and the enforcement of such rights. Particularly in terms of Zimbabwe, you must have a meaningful human rights commission, because it is this human rights commission which will seek to buttress whatever the constitution provides in terms of rights. You must have a gender commission. You must have an anti-corruption commission. You must have an electoral commission, because all these commissions will seek to support the enjoyment of those rights which are justiciable. And let me emphasize on the issue of justiciability, because if you go to the Kariba draft, you will notice that that draft, whilst it makes justiciable political and civil rights, it does not make justiciable socio-economic and cultural rights. In respect of those other rights, it simply says that it is going to be the objective of the nation of Zimbabwe to see to it that those rights are attained. So it means that because they are not justiciable, even if a person believes firmly and correctly that those rights are not being met, you cannot go to court and enforce those rights. So we must guard against making that a national objective and make sure that the rights are justiciable. Now, outside the constitution, and maybe this is the most important part of enforcing rights, what must we do as a nation to protect those rights? I think, firstly, you know, our legal system is a system which is a preserve of the few. So it is important that we make our legal system user-friendly. It means that anybody within this country must be able to identify a right and must be able to identify whether that right has been infringed or not. And he must be able to say, under the circumstances, I must be able to go to court and enforce that right. So we must have a system which encourages its users to identify the rights and to enforce those rights. which obviously means that the citizens of the country must be capacitated so that not only are they aware of their rights, but they are aware that if those rights are infringed, they can go to court and enforce those rights. In addition to that, and importantly, we must cultivate a culture of human rights awareness, a culture of not of contempt for human rights, which breeds impunity, but a culture where everybody feels bound to give effect to those human rights. We need to do this in our schools. We need to do this in our security services.